Squirrel movement. Yeah, that's right. We're about to get a dose of more squirrel movement right here in Champaign-Urbana. I don't know if you guys know this, but they're having a big show coming up. I believe it's a CD release party here at the IMC, the Independent Media Center. So big shout out to those guys, Squirrel Movement. They're actually hot right now. They're hot right here at 104.5, and they're waiting for the king, and I'll tell you that, they're waiting for the king. They are the king. They're the kings and the queen. All right, Squirrel Movement. Make sure you guys check your calendar and always check the IMC calendar, because Squirrel Movement's making a move right here to the Independent Media Center on August 4th. Doors open up at 7 p.m. Yeah, that's right. 7 to 10, we're going to get a dose of Squirrel Movement. So keep it locked. Stay in tune right here to 104.5 WRFU. In the house. What's up, y'all? It's your boy DJ BJ Clark, and yeah, you're tuned in to 104.5. man, brings me back in the day. Reminds me of Green Day. You guys remember Green Day back in the day? Man, I was in love with that band. You guys know Basket Case? You guys know that song, Do You Have the Time to Listen to Me Whine? I know you guys remember that Green Day song, man. Or 21 Guns. Wasn't that? That was them. That was them. Green Day, Basket Case. Come on, man. American Idiot. That song was awesome too. Holiday, Basket Case. There's a lot of songs I love by Green Day. I'm telling you guys, I do love that one. That 21 Guns song. That was a dope song to listen to back in the day. Well, hey guys, does look like that fog, that haze, that smoke from Canada finally cleared out, you know? So here we are getting ready for the 4th of July. And I'll tell you what, Independence Day is going to be great this year. I do want to talk about some of the festivals that are happening right here in Champaign-Urbana. Don't forget the Freedom Celebration kicks off basically not 8 o'clock in the morning. 8 o'clock in the morning. They're going to be out there setting up for that 5K, that Freedom Celebration run. Big shout out to everybody that goes out to that to run. I actually will be there, and I'm going to run as well. All right, so that's going to be a great time. The race kicks off at 9:05. I believe you guys can still register. You can still register for that race, okay? Also, after that, it will follow up with the parade. Yep, that parade kicks off at 11. So I want you guys to go partake in the parade there. They'll be throwing out candies. There'll be floats and stuff. It's going to be a good time. And then don't forget, later on that evening, there will be the fireworks. And that's what we always like to see at the end of the 4th, is those fireworks popping up in the air. That's right. And then, you know, barbecue and hanging out with the family. That's always a good time. It really, truly is. Let's talk about the weather, though. A lot of people are like, DJ, BJ, tell us what we're in store for when it comes to the heat. Because normally, let's be honest, it's usually about 100 degrees most of the time when we're coming this time of year. But, you know, the rain had cooled us off a couple of days ago. Now, tonight, guys, we do have a chance of some showers, some scattered thunderstorms tonight during the evening. Yep, that's right. Scattered thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies afternoon. Now, tonight, we're going to drop down to about 65. 65 will be the low for tonight. 88 right now is what we're sitting at, and it's a beautiful. It's a beautiful day. Just to kind of get out there, go for a walk maybe. Walk the dog, hang out in the backyard. Now, a lot of people did take today off, and some people took the 5th off. And that's all right. That's what we have holiday pay for. But on 4th, we're looking at 89 degrees tomorrow, folks. 89 will be the high, mostly sunny, southwest winds at 6 miles per hour. So it's just going to be a nice, beautiful day. There will be a tad bit cloud coverage, but not a whole lot. Mostly sunny, like I said, folks. 69 will be the low when we're out there hanging out with the family watching the fireworks. So clear skies for that evening, too, as well. Only a 10% chance of precipitation. Now, on Wednesday, that's right, that wacky Wednesday there at Papa John's on Florida Avenue in Urbana. I want to say hi to my friends over there at Papa John's. If you guys are looking for great pizza made by great, wonderful people, hit up Papa John's on Florida Avenue in Urbana. Now, on Wednesday, July 5th, we're looking at 90 degrees being the high on Wednesday. Mostly sunny day, southwest winds at 11 miles per hour. 90 is the high, and 67 will be the low. Now, on Thursday, that's right, Thursday, July 6th. Oh, look, that's my birthday. Awesome. July 6th, 79 will be the high, partly cloudy skies, northwest winds at 12 miles per hour. Going to be a beautiful day, beautiful birthday. 79's high, 58 will be the low, partly cloudy skies. On Friday, that fun, fabulous Friday there, 79 degrees will be the high. 79's high and 58 will be the low, mostly sunny, northeast winds at 8 miles per hour. Then on Saturday, we do have some rain showers coming back through here in central Illinois. 77 will be the high and 63 will be the low with some late night showers, southeast winds at 9 miles per hour. Then rain on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, scattered thunderstorms. And it does kind of look like the first part of the week next week, we will have some scattered thunderstorms and isolated storms coming through central Illinois. But on Sunday, 79 will be the high, 65 will be the low. And then on Monday, 80 degrees will be the high, and 65 will be the low on Monday. And then Tuesday, 80 will be the high, high and 59 would be the low. And that was our CU Bands and Fans 7A forecast right here on 104.5. I got one more song by the Squirrel Movement that we're going to play Don't Care. How about that? Don't care. We don't care. Well, we do care about the Squirrel Movement. So keep it locked.
In the tiki wood, I play my own game. I'm a carrier with the boomerang. I have a goddamn all the money ball. I am sorry, then I'm sorry. I'm just waking up from that day. I'm continuously over annoying. I can stand out from the point of the drop.
Don't care. Yes, they're dropping their EP coming up. I think it's the EP and LP on August 4th here at the Independent Media Center. And so we're going to be the first ones to get a dose of Squirrel Movement and the EP or the album. I got to check with the guys with the band and see what's really going down on August 4th. And we may even have an official interview if I can get those guys. They're so busy, man. I don't know if they're coming off tour, going on tour, but I'm sure they're busy. But I'm going to see if they were able to cut us into their schedule and maybe fit us in for an official interview here on 104.5. But hey, I said something about Green Day, and this may tell you how old I actually really truly am, but I was in love with this band when I was a youngster. And so I got to play the song for my sake, just to go back memory lane for a second. And here's Basket Case with Green Day. I'll be right back. I'm your favorite DJ's DJ. And you guys know who I am. It's your boy, DJ BJ Clark, Mr. Be Positive, Stay Positive. And you know, I'll see you in the future. Here's Green Day.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
lampstand. I don't know how better to say it than there's just this little light that seeks him out, that seeks to help him in this time of struggle that he's going through. And it's just amazing. I love him. He's just a good kid. He's let the world's darkness get to him. And I pray every day before I go to work. First of all, I pray, Lord, give me your words, and Lord, give me your light. Because sometimes it's hard to hear the words, but not so hard always to see the light. And I just love it. You know, there was old Hank Williams sang, you know, one of my favorite country songs of all time. And I know you guys know it. I Saw the Light. It's just amazing, because you just hear in his voice, you know, that physical manifestation, that physical picture of what it really is supposed to feel like when you see the light of God in your life. I mean, the light of God is so powerful that, I mean, when Jesus had the transfiguration and the light of God, the power of God shone through him, I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it was like they didn't know what to do. They were like, should we build altars? What should we do? And Jesus was like, just enjoy it. Just soak in it. You know, just enjoy that and realize that who I am by the light in my life. You know, and that's, and like Jesus says, they will know Jesus by our love. And what does our love do, I think? Our love just amps up the wattage of our light bulbs. I think that's what it does. It just amps up the wattage of the light bulbs that God has placed in our hearts. Because we all have a calling. When we're born into this world, each and every one of us has a calling. Has just this calling. And this light that's put into us, you know, I just think of, you know, the poem by Amanda Groman. I just think, oh my gosh, what a powerful lampstand that was that day. I mean, what a powerful light. I mean, every word was like, the wattage was getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And it was like by the time she was done with this poem, it was like the brilliance of the sun was just shining through. It was amazing. I love it. I love it when I get to see the light in other people's lives just explode. Just I mean, it's just amazing, you know. And so I just encourage you this week to start to try to find that, just to try to find that light in yourselves, and then go out and try to help people find the light in them, because everyone has one. Everybody has a light. Everybody has an opportunity to walk in this light that God has given us. You know, it's just amazing. I just love it. I just love reading through the epistles. My wife and I are just reading through them every night now, and it's just amazing what this great theme of love and light is in the epistles, and walking in unity, and talking about being reconciled in Christ, you know, and that this notion that no matter how far away we go, we can be reconciled in Christ. We can be redeemed. We can bring it back to Christ. Because it says in Colossians, it says, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself by him, whether things on earth or in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." So can you see the light of Christ in that? That he gave his life so that we may have peace through Christ. And it's just amazing. And it says, "And you who were once alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy, blameless, and above reproach in his sight." Isn't that amazing? Isn't that awesome to think that that's how God sees you? That God sees how God sees this light in you as blameless, above reproach, you know, and holy. Oh my gosh, holy. Isn't that crazy? Now, if you can see that, if you can learn to see that in yourself, and then you could go out and see that in others, oh my goodness, what a change. What a change that would make in this troubled time. I mean, if we could just realize that we're blameless, holy, and above reproach, and that person that you are quick to judge or quick to dismiss or quick to blame or be angry at or frustrated at or whatever, and realize that their lampstand too is holy, blameless, and above reproach, because it says Christ did that for us, and that we are all unified in Christ. And Christ gives us this light, this beacon, just like that lighthouse on Prince Edward Island. That lighthouse has been a standard light bearer for hundreds of years. I mean, you know, sometimes it needs a new fresh coat of paint. Sometimes the light bulb needs to be changed. But the lampstand that is inside of us is untarnishable. The light bulb never needs to be changed. It is a constant beacon of hope for those who feel they have no hope. You know, for those who feel that they have no victory in their life, that they have nothing to look forward to. There's no light in them, they think. They just don't see it. They just haven't found the light switch yet. And that light switch is Jesus, the love of Jesus. I've seen so many times and heard so many times of people who've just been touched by the powerful light of Jesus, and it's just amazing. I hear cancer survivors who were diagnosed with severe, like a gentleman was diagnosed with leukemia, a rare form of leukemia. Leukemia. The family wasn't going to give up on him. They had this light. They were going to just pour all this light onto him and prayed and visited. 7 months later, he rang the bell cancer free. Now, if you're telling me that Jesus doesn't use prayer and light and just purpose, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the nurses were talking about how amazing this was. I mean, it was just amazing. 7 months after being diagnosed with rare leukemia, this guy, he still had a road to go because it took a toll on his body. But he was cancer-free 7 months after that. And I believe that it was the power of the light that was in his family and his friends and those who surrounded him with the love of God and the light of God. And they realized they were not going to put their lamp, their light, under a bush of despair or in a closet of desperation. They were going to mount that lampstand at the foot of his bed, and they were going to shine that light until that darkness of cancer had nowhere else to go but to leave. And I just believe that, and I love it. And it's just, I love how the nurses talk about, you know, just the power of them coming in and praying, and they were not in despair. I mean, they just were hopeful. They were a hopeful family because they had the light of Christ in them. And that's what the light of Christ gives us, is hope. And when we can have hope for ourselves, we can go out and give hope to others. And I know that it can be done. I do it. I've seen it done. I know a lot of people in this community who does it. See You at Home does it every day. I love it. They turn the lights on for these guys that have been cast out for so many years and just shut out and shunned and just whatever. I mean, how many times does somebody drive by Casey at Springfield and Springfield thinking, oh man, how'd he get like that? I know how he got like that. You know, when we say stuff like that, when we say, you know, prejudgment, accusations towards somebody's situation, that's not shining light. That's just humping more darkness into darkness. We need to sit down with these folks and or whoever is struggling with anything, and to try to just get to know them and comfort them, you know, and just enjoy time with them. You know, my son and his girlfriend came down this weekend, and we got to spend a little time with them, and I'm telling you, I just love it. I love it when we can refresh each other and we can just find out about each other and how's it going and have deep and meaningful and real conversations with people instead of having a false narrative about people and having this, you know, we're walking around going, blowing out other people's lamps, blowing out other people's candles. That's all we do is go, and we do that with our words, and we do that with our judgments instead of, you know, having a lighter and go click, 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 click. What are you doing? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'm trying to light your light because there's a light inside of you, and I need you to see that. Jesus needs you to see that, because when you grasp that and you see that and you see that this temporal world doesn't matter, but the almighty, all eternal God, Father, brother, best friend to you, creator, loves you through all eternity and will never stop loving you and won't love you less than he did the day before. Man, that's the ultimate light. That's the ultimate beacon that's going to right the ship in anybody's life. And you just... That's just how we just got to tell them that. We just got to tell them, hey, you know what? I know you've gone through a lot of junk in this world. I know stuff sucks, and I know you can't feel it right now, but there's a light inside of you. And this light is ready to explode And it just takes, all it takes is just a word, a moment, a realization that Jesus loves you and loves us. And it's just, I'm telling you, when that happens and when people can grasp that, it's like, even though their outward situation may not instantly change, because sometimes it doesn't happen that way. Sometimes it takes multiple moments to get somebody to